Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Texas Rangers General Manager Chris Young set to join us here in the G-Bag Nation. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Also brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel and Frankel for a free consultation at 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. And now, courtesy of PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch, we have Rangers General Manager Chris Young with us here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. CY, thanks so much for the time, as always. Tough road trip there, but ends on a high note last night. What are your takeaways from the last two series?
Well, certainly it was a tough road trip, and very disappointed to come home. 1-6 on the trip. I did feel like we were in the majority of the games, and really, with a couple breaks here or there, really could have come away from that trip 4-3, and instead we come away with a 1-6 trip, and it was disappointing for everybody. That said, we did finish on a high note, and what I'd like to see is we have an off day today. Hopefully we can regroup and come out and really start playing our best baseball this homestand, because we're at a point in the season where we have to see it start to happen.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of the high note, it was pretty amazing what Wyatt Langford did with that cycle. How special was that? Really, that entire month of June for him was incredible.
Yeah, Wyatt, it really speaks to the aptitude the player has and just all the adjustments that he's made. I mean, he had a tremendous spring training, got off to a little bit of a slow start, had the hamstring injury, and was able to take a breather and reset some things, both mentally and mechanically, and physically as well. And he came back and just had a tremendous June. He continues to get better and better. And I really believe he's just scratching the surface of what he's capable of. But last night on Sunday Night Baseball was pretty special. I was so happy for him, happy for all of our guys. It was fun to see the guys celebrate Wyatt, excited for him. I think everybody recognized how special that was. And hopefully it's something that we can build on.
Adolis certainly had a stronger road trip as well. Does it seem like he's starting to turn things around at the plate?
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt the bat quality has improved, and we've seen him mechanically fix a couple things, and his approach has been very, very good. He had some bad luck as well. There were some hard hit balls right at guys on the trip, but he had really, really solid at bats, and it was exciting to see the progress he's made. He's such a competitor. He's such a worker. If we can get Dolly going and we have Wyatt going and you get a couple of these other guys going, you know, I love our offense. I love what we're capable of, but obviously, it's been a slow start to the season, a slow first half of the season. So really excited about the progress Adolis made, and I'm really hopeful it continues.
Chris, you mentioned the road trip and then in Baltimore, the four games. And other than the first game, the other three games, as a general manager, do you evaluate where your team is at? With Baltimore being one of the better teams in baseball, do you feel like, okay, we're a little bit closer to where we need to be? I know you didn't get the wins and stuff, but do you kind of feel like your roster is like, okay, if I have to, when I play these guys here in a couple weeks after the All-Star break, maybe we could be a little bit different here?
Yeah, that's the frustrating part of our record, is because I don't think it reflects really the talent level of this team. I mean, I believe this team and this roster is capable of really making a strong playoff push and being one of the better teams in baseball. And we have yet to do that. We have not played our best baseball for a number of reasons, whether it's been injury related, performance related, or just timing that we haven't aligned, our hot streak with the pitching, the hitting, the bullpen all going well at once. So I do believe in this group. I know the character of the team. I know how hard these guys work. I know how badly they want it. I know that when their backs have been up against the wall in the past, they have responded. And so I have a lot of faith in this group. That said, it just hasn't aligned thus far in the season. And when you play a team like Baltimore, who is a first-place team or near the top of the standings, one of the better teams in the American League, and we go toe-to-toe with them, and we really could have won three of those four games.
Yep.
It shows you how good this roster is. It shows you how close we are. But we just haven't, for whatever reason, put it together in the manner that we expect. Now, is it too late? No, it's not. But we are reaching a critical point in the season where it needs to start coming together quickly. And, I'm excited about the way we finished last night. And I'm really hopeful and optimistic that we start to play our best baseball, because when we do, this team can go on a tear.
With that belief and how good that we've seen this group of players play together, would that be safe to say as we get closer to the deadline that you are not in a place to be sellers?
Well, we're absolutely not committed to that at this point. Obviously, things could change and the record will dictate that. But right now, I believe in this group and I believe that we're about to get hot. And we'll see how the next, 20, 25 games go as we get into July here, at which point we may be forced to make some critical decisions. But I really believe that our best baseball is ahead of us, and I'm going to do everything I can to continue to pursue the 2024 season and give this team every chance to win.
Is that the worst question we ask, or the hash brown one every week to you?
Hash brown question. I'm not prepared for it. I was prepared for that one today. I mean, that's the reality of where we are.
No, I just wonder, as a general manager, I mean, yeah, obviously you're going to do what's best for your team. Every day you do what's best. You show up every day and do that. Is that a hard question to answer, though, Chris? Is it when someone asks you, hey, are you going to be buyers or sellers? Is that a hard question, or is it something that we're to that point? Is something you have to think about?
It's a really hard question. And the reason it's hard is because I love our group. I love our players. I believe if this was a 300-game season that we would come out on top over the course of that. But it's not. And there's an arbitrary date at which we have to make critical business decisions.
Right.
And that's the reality of the industry. And it's hard because last year was great in that we played our best baseball coming out of the gates, and we knew we were a really good team and we can compete with anybody. We just haven't seen that yet this year. I know it's in there. I believe in this team and I know what they're capable of. And I told them as much. I told them that on the road last week in Baltimore, and I want to see this team get hot together. But the reality is that at a certain point in the season, you have to make decisions about the future of the team and the season, and that's the part that stinks about the job. But it's the reality of it, and that's why I get paid what I do to make those decisions.
It's the CY Show brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch here in the G-Bag Nation. Tyler Mahle being designated there for the rehab assignment. What's the timeline for him? What would you like to see from him before you get him up with the big boys?
Well, it's one start at a time. I mean, he's recovered very well. He's passed all the tests thus far, and we'll send him out on rehab and take it one start at a time. And with these rehabs, they're normally not linear in terms of the progress you make. Some days you have, a couple good outings or a good outing followed by a subpar one, and you think you've gone backwards, and all of a sudden you look up and you've pushed through that next wall or barrier as you build up your arm strength. So Tyler's got a little ways to go here, but he, like I said, he's done a tremendous job. He works so hard. He's such a great guy. And I know it's just a matter of time till he gets back, but do we expect this to go 100% perfect according to plan? Probably not. In terms of just the way, he's not going to be midseason form. It's going to take some time. He's been out of the game for a while rehabbing, but we know that these are the necessary steps you have to go through, the bumps in the road, to get back to full strength. And we expect Tyler to do as well as possible in terms of getting back. And, what that timeline will be, I can't say, but the next month is going to be fun to follow him.
How's Corey feeling, and are there any updates to Josh Young's timeline?
Yeah, with Corey, we got good news today. Corey underwent an MRI this morning, and it did not reveal any further damage, which confirmed what we saw in the X-ray. Sometimes the X-rays give you an okay view, and then the MRI shows something different. In this case, they align. So this is going to be hopefully a matter of days for Corey, based on pain and swelling and his ability to kind of return without pain. So we've dodged a bullet on that. With Josh, we're still evaluating. Obviously, he worked super hard to get back, was playing in rehab games because his strength was not fully built up, and it wasn't possible to build it up. I mean, part of that is just the rehab timeline, but it redistributed some of the pressure from the surgical spot a little bit up into his wrist and irritated a tendon there. And that tendon has not calmed down completely to the level that we feel comfortable sending him back out or resuming baseball activities. So our hope is that within a couple days, he turns a corner here. We took the weekend off from baseball activity. We hope it turns a corner here. I can't predict the timeline. We desperately need him. We're excited that he's close to being back. I don't think he'll need much more time on rehab once that thing calms down, but we're not there yet.
Chris, is it hard to protect these guys from themselves when it comes to working out? I mean, I know that in watching like Dak Prescott coming back from his injury, and they just work so hard with the trainers and to try and get back and rehab. Is it one of those things where you almost have to, like, you're happy they're working hard, but you're like, you're almost having to protect themselves from working too hard at it?
No, it's 100% right. I mean, I always say these guys are just the best of the best, and they're successful not because of their talent level, but because of their drive and their work ethic, right, and their commitment and their toughness. And sometimes that it cuts both ways. And I experienced that in my career too. I wasn't talented enough to really stick in the big leagues without an elite work ethic. And sometimes, whether it was the work ethic or really a high threshold for pain, I made my body worse at times because I pushed through things where I should have backed off. And so we have to really thread that needle of you know, allowing the athlete the freedom to be able to dictate what their level is to perform, but also stepping in when we feel like it's crossing a line that's going to be past the point of diminishing return. And that's a really hard thing to do. And, you know, we also joke in our scouting department that there's a sixth tool that a lot of these athletes have, which is called delusion.
Yeah.
And they think that they can fight through anything or persevere through anything. And sometimes they lose sight of how hard the game is when you're healthy, much less when you're hurt. So it is our job to kind of step in from time to time and protect them from themselves. But I'll tell you this. I said this last year about our group. It was the most professional, hardworking group I've ever been around in my career. And I feel the same about this group. It's just amazing, the focus and dedication and the work ethic that these guys have top to bottom. And it's what makes them great. It also at times is where we have to kind of manage it.
Rangers GM Chris Young with us here in the G-Bag Nation. I mean, Wyatt Langford's the headliner after last night's game. Derek Hill as well. But, I mean, my goodness, how about the defensive prowess of Josh Smith? That play last night, the bottom of the fifth, that thing was nasty. We got to get this guy in the All-Star game, CY.
Look, I think he's deserving as anybody. Josh has had a tremendous first half. It's been so fun to watch him. We didn't know what to expect coming into spring training. We knew he'd likely be on the team. We didn't know the role that he would have. We thought probably more of a utility role. Getting, you know, playing 2 to 3, maybe 4 days a week. And instead he stepped in. He's been an everyday player. He's been our most productive offensive player in the first half. And he's tough as nails. I mean, if you guys watch the game, he's a smaller guy, but he really plays so hard and so tough. He gets hit, feels like once a game, if not every other at bat.
He sure does.
Yet he takes his base and he just goes out and grinds. And he is really, really, he embodies, you know, what we want in all of our players. And he's as deserving as anybody. I would love to see him get in the game.
Hey, CY, it's that LSU kid. You need more of them on your roster. You know what I'm saying? Just go down to Baton Rouge and sign them all up, you know? And then, you won't have to worry about your team anymore, right?
Those LSU guys have had a pretty good track record.
They do. Like, ready.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, CY, we got the 4th of July coming up this week, and you've got a home game. And to me, growing up, I was always watching The Sandlot, and they've got the scene where the fireworks are allowing them just enough light to be able to play. And baseball, to me, and the 4th of July just kind of go hand in hand. How special was it for you to maybe get to play on the 4th of July, but just in general getting to play that day?
Yeah, it really is. And it's one of the things as baseball players, you get very few off days during the course of the season. And really, you play every holiday, because when fans have holidays and are off, that means that they can come to our games, and it's our job to entertain. And so I did. I remember a couple 4th of July starts that I had, and it was really special. It's a fun environment. It's a fun atmosphere. And my hope is that for all the Ranger fans that come out to see us, that we give them a great 4th of July and a win, and that this team gets rolling here.
Hey, CY, I was watching Lorenzen pitch the other day in Baltimore. Did his jersey looked like it weighed about 30 pounds, like with the sweat. I just wondered as a player, and you know, is it something as a pitcher, do they often change? I mean, I know you change your undershirts probably, but do you ever change your top when you're in those kinds of late season, mid-season games?
Yeah, I did. I had a couple jerseys ready on those hot, humid days, whether I was fishing in Texas or Kansas City. I mean, I think the most I ever went through in a game was 3.
Yeah.
But those, you know, and I saw the same thing. I mean, his jersey, it was almost a different shade.
It was,
gray,
yeah.
His pants, because he was so saturated. And, you know, maybe the technology's gotten so good with this moisture-wicking fiber that it absorbs all the moisture off your body. But, you know, Michael, he did a really good job. That was a frustrating loss because there was really, it was one bad pitch Kiersted hit out. And you know, we hit a couple line drives right at guys, including off Kimbrel in the 9th. And just a frustrating way to lose the game when we kind of outplayed them, but they came through with a big hit and we didn't. So that's baseball, and that's why you play so many games. But I hated for our guys who are really pressing right now and wanting so badly to turn this thing, and they're capable of it, to lose you know, a couple close one-run games in Baltimore to a really good team. You know, I think, as you said earlier, it gave us an idea of where we are. It also shows us that it's the little things that matter, and we got to find a way just to be a little bit better. And if we do that, we'll start beating a lot of teams. But, you know, Michael did a great job the other night, despite the heat, humidity, and the sweat in his jersey.
Right.
Hey, you're home for July 4th. I got Chris Young, Pizza Dog, Collision Course, doing it, you know, like a true American patriot that you are. It's going to be fantastic. Go get him this week. We're pulling for you. We look forward to next week and our conversation. Thank you, CY.
Guys, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great holiday, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
There he goes. The CY Show, brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch, right here on your home of the world champion, Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. We got football's finest at the top of the hour, but a 440 edition of the top 10 list of the day, brought to you by the Woolly Bully.
Top 10 foods on a stick. What's the best food on a stick? And welcome to the SEC next.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.